Good morning, and welcome once again to the reading of our daily devotional, The Rhapsody of Realities. My name is Pastor Bola Lawal. Today is Sunday, November 13th, and the topic of our devotional this morning is A Lesson in Obedience. Our text is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. As we say it, in Luke chapter 3 verse 38, when you study the genealogy of Adam, he was called the Son of God. So if the first Adam was the Son of God, and the second Adam, Jesus Christ, is the Son of God, what's the difference between the two sons of God? The answer is in a parable that Jesus gave in Matthew chapter 21 verses 28 to 31 of two sons. Their father told the sons to go work in his vineyard. The first son assured his father that he'd go, but he didn't. He disobeyed. The second son told his father he wouldn't go, but he went. Jesus then asked, which of his two sons obeyed his father? Clearly, the obedient one is the one who actually did his father's will, though initially refusing to do so. Now in the Garden of Gethsemane, in the final moments before Jesus was arrested to be crucified, he prayed earnestly, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus didn't want to do it, but he did anyways. So our theme verse says of Jesus, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Jesus' exaltation came because he was obedient unto death, but the failure of the first Adam was his disobedience. The Bible says, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Had the first Adam obeyed, the second Adam wouldn't have been necessary. So, the difference between the first Adam and the second Adam was obedience. Obedience is very important. It pays to listen to God and follow His ways. Being born again, we're born in the nature of the second Adam, Jesus Christ, and we have his obedient spirit. Hence, in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14, we are called his obedient children. Walk therefore in this nature of Christ in you, and please the Father always. Please take this prayer with me. Dear Father, thank you for the privilege of receiving spiritual instructions which convey your wisdom. Continually, your spirit guides me to apply my heart to spiritual instructions. Doing things your way, which is the surest measure for guaranteed progress in life. As I demonstrate obedience to your word, I walk in success, victory, excellence, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. For further study, please read 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22, 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 14, and Proverbs chapter 8 verse 10. There's a portion I'd like you to meditate upon. It says, obedience is very important. It pays to listen to God and follow His ways. If you have any questions or comments, please kindly send them to me via rhapsody.bolarich.online. I'd like to have a copy of this beautiful devotional, so please kindly visit rhapsody.olaris.online to download the Rhapsody app. Thank you very much for taking our time once again to listen to this devotional. Until I come again your way, here's PB saying, keep making progress. God bless you.